Like. Oh, wild thing, he makes my heart sing. The wild thing himself, Mark Spudcarroll's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard, and to our listeners.
All right. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Looking forward to seeing what State of Origin side they pick.
Oh, well, yeah, you're Nathan Cleary, out massive blow for New South Wales. Who do you think should replace Nathan Cleary?
Well, I think you need to pick someone who knows every blade of grass up there, and that's Adam Reynolds at the moment.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kicking games second to rate. We need a goal kicker, and I'd put in with Cody Walker from South. We need to win. Do we need a change up? I'll say we need to win.
All right. You're going Walker and Reynolds in the halves then?
Mm.
Look, do you reckon Origin players should back up? Did you want to back up when you played Origin?
Yeah, well, I did. I just didn't want to let your team down, because without the team, you don't play Origin, so it's like a back to them. But they keep talking about loads. Sometimes we just play three games a week, so I know the game has changed a lot, but, you know, as a person, you just want to play for your team.
Yeah. And what do you think? Buzz Rothfield's brought it up again in the telly about, you know, questioning whether or not Origin ought to be played in the middle of the season or at the end of the season. Any thoughts on that one?
No, it's just tradition. Leave it where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think by the end of the season, it's the end of the season for players. You wouldn't want to back up and then play Origin when the season's all over, would you?
No, that's the Australian thing to do when we play at the end of the year, and I'll leave Origin the way it is, mate.
Okay, round 15 kicks off tonight. All the action right here from 7 o'clock from Seabus Stadium. Titans take on the West Tigers. Matty Rogers, Scott Sattler and Mark Braybrook calling the game. Gold Coast minus David Fifita. He's being rested after, I think, delayed concussion symptoms. However, AJ Brimson returns from injury and a plus for the side, looking to get the win at home after the loss to South Weeks. And Tigers coach Tim Sheens is stuck with the same squad that put in a pretty strong performance to come from behind and to just go down to Canberra last week. This should be a good game tonight, Mark.
Yeah, it should be, Rich. They gave a good chase up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Got down quite a few points, so... but I think home ground advantage will go to the Titans.
Okay, the early game tomorrow night, and we're covering that one from 6 o'clock with Jimmy Smith. Yourself, you're calling the game along with Tim Manor, Raiders and Warriors. GIO Stadium, rocking for Canberra veteran Jared Croker's 300th NRL game. Boy, that's a real milestone, isn't it? 300 games.
Yeah, it's quite incredible, especially all the injuries this bloke's had. He's had career-ending injuries, but he keeps getting better. I think 300 games... Raiders, massive crowd. I think they'll give a bit of a showing to the Warriors.
And the late game tomorrow night, Manly and the Dolphins, huge boost for Manly. Obviously, Tom Trbojevic named to play despite copying that heavy head knock in the first Origin game, means he'll now have a chance to put in a strong performance and try and retain his Blues jersey. And the Dolphins in a world of bother with both Wallace and Milford out on suspension and Tom Gilbert out with a season-ending shoulder injury. You going for Manly?
Yeah, I think so, mate. At home ground advantage, John, I think Tommy will come out and blow some cobwebs off, and it should be a big score.
Okay, three games on Saturday. The first is the Dragons-Souths game, the Red V without Jack DeBellin. Again, a concussion, and the Bunnies have Arrow, Murray and Mitchell all sidelined due to injury. Who are you picking here, Dragons or Souths?
It's a tough one. It's going to be...
It sure is.
Both sides are missing key men, but... I think we'll go for South. I think they've got enough class in that team to get through over the weekend.
Okay, we're up in Brisbane for the second game on Saturday. Queensland winger Selwyn Cobbo, he's back from injury for Brisbane. That's the only change to their side. Newcastle coming off a bye. Go the Knights. Who are you picking here, Broncos or Knights?
Well, hopefully they can get a Bali again, Richard. I know it's the second half.
Now, listen, mate, only one player went to Bali, Bradman Best.
Well, they left the country.
Yeah, righto.
To me, it involves the whole side, but I think the Broncos at home.
Okay, he's going Broncos. And the late game Saturday, the Roosters take on Penrith. Chooks lucky to scrape through with a win against the Dogs last week, but without Sualihi, who copped that three-game ban for the dangerous contact. Nathan Cleary, obviously, is out, so... I think it's Jack Cogger's wearing the number 7, isn't he, on Saturday night for Penrith?
Yeah, he was good on the weekend. He come in at a short notice. The thing is, he's been playing with the side the last probably couple of weeks anyway, so I thought he was a standout. And also, it's like an audition to the Penrith Panthers. All their players who played Origin are, you know, on notice, so I'm looking forward to a big performance.
Okay, one game on Sunday. Melbourne take on the Sharks. Melbourne without Justin Olam after he failed his HIA. Looking to bounce back after their loss to the Broncos, and Cronulla also coming off a loss. Storm versus Sharks. Who are you going for?
Oh, yeah, I love the Storm. It's down in Storm Territory. Yep.
All righty.
On the weekend, so I think they're playing down the Storms. I think the Storm, mate.
Okay, he's going the Storm. And the final game, Monday, of course, it's the King's birthday holiday long weekend. Double demerits in force from midnight tonight. Bulldogs take on the Eels. This is a classic clash. Canterbury without Reid Marnie, despite suffering a... Oh, no, they will have him back on deck, won't they, despite the head knock. Who do you like here, Bulldogs or the Eels?
Wow, toss a coin. I'll put the coin up... I'm
going to
go against odds. I'm
going to
go with Bulldogs.
All right. And do you think Parramatta should have named Dylan Brown, given that he had been, you know, well, I don't want to discuss the issue, obviously, because he has been charged, but do you think it was a mistake to name him in the team?
I've got no comment.
Okay.
No, it doesn't
have
nothing to do with me, and it's in the... You know,
that's
the
right.
War and also in the game.
So yeah, yep, right, yep. Well, the NRL Integrity Unit stepped in, and I think he's back in court in about 3 weeks' time. Mate, good to talk to you as always. Thank you as always.
Thanks,
and good calling over the weekend. Mark Spud Carroll, our NRL Nation commentator. Don't forget all the action from round one in round, I beg your pardon, the first game in round 15 tonight from 7 right here. Titans take on the Tigers. We're also covering the game tomorrow night. Mark will be calling that the Raiders-Warriors game. All the action right here tomorrow night from 6.